Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Darian Levine, my daughter. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Okay. And you are here because you have just come back from spending the month in London.
Yes.
Okay. So how was it?
It was great.
Okay.
It was fantastic. I loved it.
And is jet lag a thing?
I would say yes, but only in the sense that I am ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock, and then I am ready to be awake at, like, 6 a.m. So.
And that's definitely not you.
Oh, no, not me.
Never been up at 6 o'clock in your life.
No.
Unless we're leaving for vacation.
Yeah.
Okay, so your first plane lot ride and the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you left out of Lambert, and you flew to Detroit. How was that flight?
That was okay. I got a window seat, so that was nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But right. I didn't get any pictures from that flight, though. I was sitting next to this guy, and he just seemed kind of exasperated with this whole thing of being on the plane. So just like, I'm going to do as little as possible to annoy this person.
Right. Okay.
But, I mean, it was fun to see outside.
Okay. And then Detroit to London.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you landed at Heathrow. And Heathrow is much bigger than Detroit.
Yes, much bigger.
Okay. We will talk all about the trip and school and the whole deal. And we'll have more with Darian in just a few moments here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned. Listen weekdays after the 7:50 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:50 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com. We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking with my daughter, Darian Levine, who is just back from London. You've only been back 2 days.
Yeah, basically.
So let's start with how this trip all started. You're going to Maryville University.
Yes.
You are an interior design major.
Yes.
And how did London even creep into the conversation?
I had already kind of decided I wanted to study abroad at some point.
Okay.
In college. But it just so happened that, because Maryville's really big on having their students study abroad, they really encourage students to study abroad, like, 2 to 3 times. Like, in their time at Maryville, they have, like, a special, like, something, like, club organization for students that want to study abroad, like, 3+ times. But anyway.
All right.
So a bunch of my professors were actually teaching overseas at study abroad, including the head of my program, Darlene Davidson, and they really encouraged students to study abroad. And I had friends that I had made at Maryville who wanted to study abroad too. They were in my major, and I was like, you know what? Now's the time. I have some friends going. I have professors going, and architecture and design classes were being taught at London this year.
Uh-huh.
So
you went to London.
So I went to London.
Okay. So we talked to you. Let's start up in Heathrow now.
Okay.
You land at Heathrow, and you're with two other people that you know from your major. And you're waiting for a third who is coming in on a separate flight.
Uh-huh.
So how long was that wait?
That wait, because her flight got delayed. She had some troubles with her flight. It was very stressful. But we got to Heathrow, and we were going to wait for her at Heathrow. And then we realized it would be like a 4-hour wait, and we were like, we can't wait here
for four hours. Okay.
And we needed, our first order of business was to get our Oyster cards.
Okay, so
we
could, Oyster card is?
And an Oyster card is, it's this card you get, and it's basically your pass onto the underground and to the train stations. You put money on it, and you scan your card, and they let you through. And then when you get out of the tube station, you scan your card again, and you can go.
Okay.
And so we had to get our month pass Oyster cards, which I still have my Oyster card right here.
Right.
But it was an ordeal trying to figure out how to get our Oyster cards. it took a while, and a couple machines wouldn't take our money, and
oops.
And we were using the right currency, I promise. But, okay. You know. And so finally, we got our Oyster cards, and we decided to get on the tube to go to King's Cross because the place we were staying, the student housing place we were staying at, was 3 blocks down
from King's Cross.
So we decided to go ahead and go to Chapter, which is the place we were staying.
The building you
were staying. And we were like, we'll meet you at King's Cross. Like, text us when you get there, and we'll go to King's Cross and meet you there.
Uh-huh.
We'll buy you dinner to make it up for you that we didn't wait for you at Heathrow. But...
Okay. All right. So how was riding the tube?
Riding the tube was interesting. It wasn't all underground. I'll say that. A lot of the trip, like the beginning part of the trip from Heathrow to King's Cross, was above ground. And it actually, looking out the windows, kind of reminded me of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
At first, like going into Chicago, because you had all those townhouses like close together and they looked kind of old. But after we got into the underground part, it was kind of... Very interesting in the fact that, you know, sometimes a light would go off here and there and, like, it would go back on. And we were just like, wow, this is the tube.
Now, see, if you had gone on Space Mountain with me last year.
Never.
With Jordan.
Yeah.
You would know exactly what it was like because.
Oh, okay.
That's basically Space Mountain.
Gotcha.
It's dark, and then there's a light.
Who knew? Next time people ask me, how is the underground? How is the tube? I'll be like, have you ever been on Space Mountain?
Pretty much.
It's just way more boring.
It's just slower.
Yeah, just slower.
So did you have any problem with using the tube? Because you use the tube a lot, right?
Yes. This is basically all we used. We occasionally took a double-decker bus, but, like, occasionally. Like, maybe. Besides the double-decker bus tour we took, we maybe took a double-decker bus, like, 3 times.
Okay.
So.
All right. So... you get there to Chapter. Now, what are you studying for a month?
Architecture and interior design. And we are also, it was the first time.
You had two classes.
Yeah, I had two classes. I had an architecture and interior design class.
Okay.
And then for the first time ever, Maryville organized a design practicum. So what we did was it was interior design and graphic design students. There were 6 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Got to meet with an architect based in London. His name was Nate, and he founded this firm called Superfusion Lab over in London. He was actually from Colorado, though.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact. He gave us this design problem. We had to choose a building in London and kind of redefine the thresholds of this building to make it a more public entrance.
Okay.
And so we did basically these theoretical designs for him.
Okay. And what did Nate think of your designs?
He liked them a lot. And the thing with Nate was he would give you his opinion really quickly, and then he would just talk about, like, every little aspect in great length about it. So literally, like, our final presentation, we probably talked about our design for, like, 20 minutes or so, maybe 25, and we were there for another 3 hours.
Okay.
Like, listening to him talk about it. But he liked it, and he liked the ambition we showed.
Okay.
And it was really nice. It was a good experience.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm talking to my daughter, Darian Levine, about her trip to London, and we will have more in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
One of the things I discovered when I went broke and I started studying old rich people is they put money in things that you don't see because they don't care what you think. So they put money in investments that go up in value. So when we put money in something that goes down in value, we are consuming that. There's nothing wrong with that, but it needs to be a small enough percentage of your world that you're still doing the investing. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We're back on the Community Connection. I'm talking to my daughter, Darian Levine. She's just spent a month in London. So we tried to prepare you for London by saying there'd be a crush of people there. Was there a crush of people?
There was quite a crush of people there, especially like around 6 o'clock on the tube. It was kind of a guessing game as to whether you'd actually make it in the tube before the doors closed and there was no more room. But
okay. All right. So now the one thing that we got questions about here about your trip was, are you going to the royal wedding? So tell us about the royal wedding.
We kind of went to the royal wedding. We had one of the professors on the trip who was like, oh, we're going to go to Windsor. We're going to get up early. But, you know... we may not see the royal couple or anything like that. So, I mean, if you want to come, it's fine. And none of us decided we were going to go to Windsor. We were like, we're not getting up at 5 a.m. to go to Windsor to maybe see...
It was an hour bus ride, too.
Yeah, it was an hour bus ride. It was a whole thing. And so we were like, because me and the three of my friends, we were like, you know, the Royal Festival Hall is having this event that you can go and watch the royal wedding. And we had happened to have chosen the Royal Festival Hall for this practicum project. So we were like, this is a perfect time to go to the Royal Festival Hall, see how they host large amounts of people. Just, you know, how
the space works.
Yeah, basically. And so we decided to go there for the royal wedding.
Okay.
And it was quite the experience. Let me tell you, there were a lot of people with a lot of Union Jack flags, and like there was a lot of singing.
Okay.
Everyone was very excited.
Yeah.
Everyone freaked out when the Queen was on the screen. It was very stereotypically British.
Okay. All right. They show the wedding on big screens.
Yes.
How many big screens?
There were two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there was singing. Who sang?
Everyone. Everyone. There were the host named Ida Burr. She was like, okay, we're going to sing Jerusalem now. And if you don't know Jerusalem, you get to sing along anyway. And so, like, I have video of everyone singing Jerusalem. I had no idea what was going on, but, like...
Okay.
I was just there.
You're so, just there, and you're just happy to be participating.
We sang God Save the Queen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how much more British can you get?
Well, yeah. They serve tea.
Yeah. They didn't serve tea while we were there.
Okay.
They did have an event where they served tea afterward. But by that time, we were like, you know what? It's crowded.
We've had enough.
We've seen the wedding. It's fine.
They're done married.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So first week, you got into the Royal Festival Hall and you checked it out. And so all of your designs for the Royal Festival Hall had to be presented before you left, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then your other class, the design and architecture class, when are those things due?
Those are due in a month or so.
In a month?
So. Darlene, we were talking to Darlene, the head of my program who taught the class. We were talking to her on the tube on the way to Heathrow to leave London. And we were like, when are those due? And Darlene was like, usually in about a month. I may give you a little more time. I'll send you an email. It's fine.
Okay. All right. During that first week before the wedding, you got to see Parliament, right?
Yes.
You went on the bus tour that first week.
Yeah, I went on the bus tour.
Because we went through the pictures last night.
Yeah.
That's like when the bus tour was.
Half the pictures.
Oh, no, we only got through like 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Before the power went
out. That's true.
You went on the double-decker bus tour. Uh-huh. How was that?
That was good. They had actually that you could get little earbuds when you walked on the bus. This was like a specific like touring bus. So you got earbuds, and then you sat at your seat, and there's a little thing you plugged your earbuds into, and then it, like, had a recording as you passed by.
Oh, okay.
And it would, like, explain to you, here's this, and it played, like, music.
Right.
When there was nothing to talk
about.
It was pretty funny.
And now traveling on a road in London.
Yeah. There were a lot of places that were like, over here, it's rumored that the remains of this person are buried. So, you know, there are rumors that's haunted, you know, probably. And there are just so many instances of things being probably haunted.
Probably haunted. Probably somebody.
Every time they talked about it, they would pause after they were done talking about it and be like, probably.
Uh-huh.
It was just funny.
All right. Big Ben.
Yes.
Saw it?
Big Ben saw it. Big Ben is covered in scaffolding right now. They are doing some upkeep on Big Ben.
They're changing the face to digital, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. They got to keep with the times.
You saw Parliament.
Yeah.
Got to go in Parliament.
Got to go in Parliament.
Okay. How about Buckingham Palace?
We got to see Buckingham Palace. The thing with Buckingham Palace is when we got there, we walked there, it was crowded with people. And we were like, what is going on? That there are so many. And they were like nice dressed people. It wasn't just like tourists. There were like a ton of people dressed very nicely heading out of Buckingham Palace.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what's going on? And it was really hard to get pictures because there were so many people.
Right.
It was so sunny. But we soon found out that the Queen was hosting a garden party. And so all these people were there for the Queen's garden party. So that was interesting. Okay. There were people filming there.
Right.
Everything was going on at Buckingham Palace.
Okay. Let's see. How about the London Eye? You got to see the London
Eye.
Did not ride it.
No, it actually costed like £30 to get on the London Eye. Okay. It was like crazy.
And a pound is like $1.25.
Yeah.
Okay, so £30.
Yeah.
And the Royal Festival Hall is right near the London Eye.
Yeah, it's right near the London Eye. And it just faces the Thames. It's very nice.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Darian Levine, my daughter. We will talk more about her London trip in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. I'm talking to my daughter, Darian Levine, about her trip to London. She is just back, got back Saturday night. All right, let's talk about food.
All right, food.
Because you had beans on toast, right?
I did have beans on toast, probably the most traditionally British thing that I had.
It was breakfast.
It was breakfast, yes.
Okay. What kind of beans?
It was, what kind of beans was it? It was like, you know, the beans you have with cornbread. It was like...
Okay, so like navy beans.
Yeah, but they were in like a tomato based like sauce sort of.
More baked beans or?
Not really. Like they kind of looked like baked beans, but they were in no way barbecue-y and not really tomato-y either. You could really just taste the beans and the toast. Very interesting. It was pretty good though. I mean, like
all right. And why beans on toast?
It's just a classic.
It's a classic.
Everyone was like, you have to try beans on toast.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I did.
So beans on toast wasn't your favorite, though?
Not my favorite, I wouldn't say.
Fish and chips?
Fish and chips was really good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That'd be fish and french fries to you and me. What else did you have?
I ate a lot of they had a lot of, like, Turkish food and like Indian food and things like that there. Okay. They actually, one of the first days, our professors took us to a Turkish restaurant and we had Turkish food there. They were like, we have to have Turkish food. So we had like lamb and we had like hummus and stuff like that. And it was like a huge like Turkish meal. They had like three courses of Turkish food and we had baklava and it was good.
Okay.
And I ate a lot of, they had on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, they set up this outdoor market in front of King's Cross.
Right.
And they had, like, desserts. They had food. And so I had a lot of samosas, mm-hmm. which are more of a Middle Eastern dish, kind of. But they're, like, this triangle-shaped, like, fried pastry. And they're filled with, like, meat and vegetables. So they're really good.
So it's sort of like a crab rangoon, only larger.
Yeah, like that. But, like, a full meal. And those were really good. I got quite a few of those from the market there.
Okay. King's Cross. And you were excited because you were going to stay near King's Cross because we're all Harry Potter fans in our family. Did you go to Platform 9 and 3 quarters?
Yes, did go to Platform. I saw two different Platform 9 and 3 quarters, actually. So the one at actual King's Cross was there. It was labeled Platform 9 and 3 quarters, and there was always a huge line in front of it.
Okay.
You could get your picture taken with the cart that was heading into the wall there.
Okay.
But we soon found out that if you go late at night when there are no people, they had taken that cart off the wall. They put it in the Harry Potter shop right next to Platform 9 and 3 quarters.
Oh,
so you can't just go when no one's there and get your picture taken with the cart at Platform 9 and 3 quarters because it won't be there.
Right. Okay. And then the second.
And the second Platform 9 and 3 quarters I saw was at actual Warner Brothers Studios where they filmed Harry Potter.
Okay. All right. So you made the trek.
Yes.
To the Harry Potter Studios.
Yes.
And apparently Wonder Woman, parts of Wonder Woman were shot there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
all of the Fantastic Beasts movies will also be filmed there.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
What is Warner Brothers Studios? It's like a 20-minute train ride, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had to depend on me because I was telling you what website to go to
actually,
get the tickets.
I'll say there it was like a 40-minute train ride, but back it was a 20-minute train ride because the only stop they were making was King's Cross. So.
Oh, okay. You had to stop at all the stops on the way in. Okay, so what was Harry Potter Studios like?
Was great. It was so cool. Like, we got to go inside the Great Hall, like the set of the Great Hall.
Okay.
They had this whole special going on. It was a Goblet of Fire theme.
Okay.
And so they had one of their Goblets of Fire out in the Great Hall. It was the one that you could put your name in, and then it would fire it back out at you.
Okay.
And so they did a demonstration like that, and then you could pick a piece of paper from the Goblet of Fire. You could take them home with you.
Okay.
So that was cool.
Didn't have your name on it.
No, it didn't. It had Harry Potter's name on it, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
They had original costumes and original props and original sets like the Gryffindor Common Room and Dumbledore's office.
Right, and the Burrows.
And the Burrow.
And, of course, King's Cross. Mm-hmm. What was surprising there?
What was surprising?
Yeah, what really, I would have never thought they had that here. At the studios.
I don't know. Like, I guess I wasn't expecting them to delve so deep into the design aspect of it. Like, they had a lot of, like, sketches and things of, like...
Sketches and
models. They had a huge model of Hogwarts.
Okay.
It's, like, what the Hogwarts that they filmed when they had an overview of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
It's a huge model. It was probably, like, 2 of me tall. And it was so cool.
So it's, like, 10 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, the entrance to the
Great Hall.
No, not the entrance.
Oh,
the Great
Hall. Chamber of Secrets.
The Chamber of Secrets.
That's
is
so
there.
Cool. They had a whole bunch of things in the movie that moved, like locks that would unlock. They were really kind of elaborate.
Yeah.
And they had like doors and locks and things there that they were like, we actually made the mechanics for these. So what you see in the movie, it actually works
actually
like that.
Actually works like that.
It wasn't movie magic.
Oh, okay.
We did that.
So if you've seen the movie, the snakes.
Yeah.
There are snakes all around it and they come back.
Yeah.
Okay. And they actually retract it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, of course, the entrance to that from the bathroom is a sink.
Yeah.
And the sink was there.
Mm-hmm. They had all the taps to the prefect's bathroom, and they all had running water in them that were different colors.
Okay. All right. And was that your favorite part of the trip?
That was probably one of my favorites, definitely.
Okay.
It was so cool.
So I know you didn't get to see Highclere Castle.
No, that's my one regret, is that I didn't go see Highclere Castle, and I just didn't have time.
Well, and it wasn't open.
And it wasn't open. It wasn't open for tours. I could just go and see it from a distance. And then...
Yeah. Okay. Is Lauren going to do that?
I don't think so. They don't watch Downton Abbey. So...
Oh, okay. All right. What did you find surprising about your room?
About my room?
At Chapter.
Well, first of all, it was very small, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Because they don't really have air conditioning.
Right.
There. So what they did was, because my... building that I stayed in was 16 stories, but all the rooms had windows in them to let air in because there wasn't any air conditioning. So what they did was you could open your window, but it wasn't glass or screen or anything. It was this metal grate that had little circles punched in it.
Okay.
And so it let the air in through the circles.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it was an interesting way to solve the problem of letting air in while maintaining, you know, that safety feature.
Right.
But it also looked really nice from the outside.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right. Tell me about the parks.
About the parks
in London.
Because
you went to Hyde Park and you went to Hampstead Heath, which is also a park, sort of.
But so much more than a park, don't you know? But anyway, there were parks everywhere in London. They really did a good job. And we talked about this a lot with the architect that we worked with. We talked a lot about maintaining the living edge. And so you saw that a lot in London with all its parks and also its living walls. So they had plants just growing on walls everywhere.
Okay.
But the thing with the parks was, while they were everywhere, they were also constantly in use. Like, people would constantly just go out. People were doing yoga, eating lunch. They were constantly just out lounging in the parks. And they all looked so beautiful. They were so manicured. And every plant was so happy to be in England. They were, like, flowers were huge, and like it was so green, it was so nice, and like there would be paths that you'd walk through, especially in the bigger parks, like in Hampstead Heath or something like that. Like trees would grow over the paths. It was like a tunnel you could go through. It was like you were walking in another world.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
Okay. All right, and the best part, everybody spoke English, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you have any problems?
For the most part.
Any problems with the language?
Not really. Like, there are some people, like, it was mostly, like we went to this coffee shop one time. It was owned by this Italian family, and sometimes they were a little hard to understand.
Oh, okay.
But that's really the only trouble we had.
Okay. So, if there are students out there, do you recommend that they travel?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So much fun.
Okay. Did you have a good time?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll get power today, so we can go through the rest of the picture.
Yes.
Later on. That's going to do it for today here on the Community Connection.